What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
Today we're talking about my, again, dragging myself through the fucking dirt because I love to do that. I don't know, why do I like to just self-deprecate? Is that a thing? Is that a case? Is it a, I don't understand it.
But I think it's just in the air here in LA.
Maybe it is. Yeah. So we're here, back at it again, to drag myself one more time. Madison will also drag me. I will drag her. We have a lovely friendship. dating girls.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 0.4 seconds. Mm-hmm. Madison's been doing it her whole life. Mm-hmm. Secretly, until recently. Because we lived in white suburbia outside of LA, 40 minutes outside of LA. And we had to hide our gayness. I wasn't even aware I was gay. That's how fucking suppressed we were.
She had a closet in the closet.
I had a closet in the closet. I didn't even know the other closet was there.
There you go.
Came out of that mm-hmm. closet mm-hmm. just so I could step into the bigger closet mm. and then step out again.
Whoa.
It was a moment.
Wow.
dating guys my whole life.
Yeah.
Absolute pro. Listen, I'm not dragging myself here. I'm dragging myself when I get to the girl date. Absolute fucking pro at dating men. Patting myself on the back right now. Madison, patting my back as well. No, she's not because she won't touch me.
No, I won't.
She doesn't hug anyone.
No.
Dating guys, I feel like I've literally mastered it. I'm like, I know exactly what to say. I know
what Walk me through. Okay, so it is a Friday night mm-hmm. in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. You have a date mm-hmm. coming to pick you up. Mm-hmm.
I'm already ready.
I know. She's like fucking locked and loaded. I gave her two pieces of information and she's like, oh, I got this one in the fucking bag. I'll have his fucking bank account number in an hour. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, Friday night, guy comes to pick me up. First of all, I already checked the fucking gram. Checked it out. I can call what kind of car this guy's going to show
Dude,
up in.
You can. You're right.
I've done it.
I used to do that. Yes.
I can call what kind of car this guy's going to drive up in, what he's wearing, what kind of dinner place he's going to take me to, what he's going to say. And I come back and I'm like, yo, I was right about every single thing.
Yeah.
Right? One time this guy came to pick me up and I said, Madison, when we used to live together in West LA, I said, guarantee this guy shows up in like a silver or like a gunmetal gray Mercedes convertible.
Yes.
Swear on my life. That's exactly what he showed up in. Exactly. And I said, and not only that, he's going to be blasting some Drake shit. Okay. That's exactly what he was doing. I know it sounds like I date absolute douchebags, and you're right. I do. I do.
Explain to me why you were even going out on a date with this guy in the fucking first place.
Listen, you guys know how I drug myself. I drag myself through the mud. Madison likes to do it too.
Yeah, my favorite pastime.
I think I don't know. I was having a moment. Real quick story on this guy, okay? Because he's such a tool. I'm at a party, right? It's like one of my best guy friends. He's having a birthday party. This guy is like flirting with me the whole night. He introduces me to his friends. I must have been deeply insecure because he introduces me to his friends. Mind you, I think I look bomb that night, okay? And he is like, hey guys, this is Blake. She'll be skinnier when we get married. And I looked at him and I was like, excuse me?
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said I'll be skinnier. And I go, excuse me? Flash forward a weekend later, we're on a date. I know. I I'm a disgrace to women. And the second I saw the car and I called the outfit and the whole place, I was like, okay. Anyway, know what they're going to say. Know what they're going to order. And they're that type of guy that's like, oh, we got the whole menu. Oh, yeah, you want to help me like decorate my whole house? Like that bullshit. And you're like, okay, you said this to 17 girls. So I think it just became boring to mm-hmm. date guys in LA because I was like, I'm just like, I understand this. I'm over it. Whatever. Flash forward beginning of 2020 mm-hmm. when I realize that I'm going to date girls, mm-hmm. right? Download girls on the dating app.
Yeah.
Because you guys know, previous episode, Regs changed my life, at Regs on TikTok.
Okay. Please stop giving people's ats. Like, it's so unnecessary. Nobody gives a fuck.
You guys really don't. Flash forward, beginning of 2020, quarantine hits. And I'm like, yo, I fuck with girls. You know what I mean? I was like four days in.
Yeah.
I was like, I like tits. All right? So I download girls on my dating app and I hit up Madison and I'm like, cause she's been gay since she was born.
Yeah.
So I hit up Madison. I'm like, yo, I matched with this girl. She's super femme, super hot. I have no idea what I'm interested in at that point, but I was like, yo, like, let's go. But Madison, come to this date
yeah.
because I am too nervous to go on a girl date. I don't even know what that meant.
Yeah, it wasn't just a date. It was a girl date. I'm like, bitch, this is just a date. Where are you? Why are you? What? Who cares? Who's coming over?
Panic attack. Full panic attack. So I hit up this girl. And I'm like, hey, yeah, like come to my house. Classic. Come to my rooftop. Okay. No,
come to my house. Yeah. Every fucking time.
Literally. And so I'm like, bring a friend though, because I have a friend coming and like we can do like a little double date moment. So she's like, cool. Madison's super chill, rolls into the house. She's like, yo, what's up? Like, who are these girls? Like, show me a picture of the friend, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I was like, bro, I have no idea what the fuck I'm wearing. I'm sweating bullets. Okay.
You went through like easily 5 outfit changes. Like, if it's,
what was that? It was literally like I was going to prom or I was going to my fucking couch. It was no idea.
When you pulled out heels, I was like, we should probably cancel. We should probably tell them to not come over.
And then you guys, what did I end up wearing, you ask? After I'm sweating bullets for 14 hours, okay?
I end 50-50 up 50-50 shot. Is it tie-dye or is it flannel?
Tie-dye. Oh. Tie-dye sweatpants and a white tank top. And of course, you got to hit them with the fucking white high-top Vans, okay? I thought I was in. They were going to have no idea that I was straight 24 hours ago. Yep. And that this was it. And yeah. I knew that fucking game like I knew it with guys.
Yeah.
But did I? Absolutely not. Okay?
Okay, so what happened? So these two girls show up. The girl who you match with initially.
Hot.
So hot. They both end up being hot, which thank God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Her entire outfit was from Instagram ads. So I was certainly underdressed for the equation.
So my heels would have worked.
Turns out it was a gag the whole time.
Right. But nonetheless, even though we did not vibe, my date, the girl that I match with, back up a little bit. They get there and I'm like, okay, I should get them drinks, right? Like drinks, right? Yeah. I have no clean dishes. Running around my house, trying to get dishes for
running.
These girls.
No bullshit sprinting. Running.
Madison's sitting on the couch just watching this like I'm a fucking circus, okay? I finally go get dishes. And I'm scrubbing them, hoping they're not, like, knowing I'm scrubbing them in the kitchen, okay? I'm like, where's my alcohol? Where are my cups? Where are my tissues? I'm not prepared at all. All that I could think about was my fucking outfit the whole night, and I end up wearing sweats and a tank top. Like, how fucking hard is it? Okay? And then I finally get them their drinks, right?
Their drinks, which consisted of fucking LaCroix and like a splash of gin, which would have taken, no bullshit, it should have taken 7 seconds.
And took how long?
17 minutes.
Literally. And then they're literally staring at me like, bitch, you good? And I'm like, absolutely not. So I finally get them their drinks, sweating my ass off. Dripping sweat, wiping my forehead. And I don't even sweat that much, okay? We finally make it up to the rooftop. We get up to the rooftop. My date's super hot, but we don't vibe. And you know when you're like having a conversation at a table and then like organically you kind of like you vibe who you vibe with?
Totally, yeah.
I vibed with her friend.
Yeah, you did. Big time.
Also, I'm like, do they think I'm a psychopath? Do they like me? Did I do everything I was supposed to do on my first lesbian date? Like, how did that go in their brain? They're talking about astrology, bro. And everyone at the table is on the same page about astrology, including fucking Madison, who left me in the dark over here. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Astrology. Yeah, I'm such an Aquarius. Yeah, bro. Yeah, I know you and I get along. You're a Scorpio. Is that right? And everyone's like talking about this like it's like a gay thing. And I'm like, oh.
It is.
Apparently. Everyone's like, yeah, my co-star today. Madison's like, yeah, mine said this. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. This bitch came through with the, oh, are you on co-star? Let me see your chart. And I was like, no, get out of my life.
But you were into the astrology talk.
I mean, yeah, because she was hot.
Yeah. You're like, I'll talk about fucking the aquarium all day, bitch. Because she's hot. So then we're talking, whatever. And then I'm like fully trying to be cool once again. So then they end up leaving at the end of the night. And I'm like, how do I go about talking to the friend? Because they're best friends.
Literally, maybe 30 minutes goes by. And immediately you're trying to jump ship. Like, it's not even the next day.
Jump into the friendship.
Yeah, into the friendship. Yeah. Not even the next day. Not even, you didn't take a minute to be like, oh, yeah, we didn't really vibe. But, like, maybe I'll continue to see her, you know, sort of thing. It was, they closed the door and she was like, okay, so should I DM the friend now or, like, wait an hour?
Literally how it happened. So I'm thinking they're best friends. So imagine you and your best friend are on a date. Imagine Madison and I are on, like, a double date with two other girls. But you the girl you match with, you like the friend. Do you slide into the best friend's DM?
Yes.
Or is it like you're breaking girl code and you don't slide in the DM because it's like, okay, look, I don't want to like make this awkward between them because it's an ego blow to the girl I match with to be like, yo, I don't like you, but can I hit up your friend? So it's kind of like I weighed out the pros and cons and I was like, it could be seen as a dick move to slide in this girl's DMs. But at the same time, my date and I didn't vibe. We didn't kiss. I didn't owe her that. So I was like, at the end of the day, I decided ultimately to slide in the friend's DM.
Well, yeah, that goes along with the whole like girl code idea that like implies there's some sort of like loyalty that you're supposed to have to them all of a sudden, which they mean nothing. I mean, they don't mean nothing to you, but like you hung out for 5 seconds. I don't think that there's any sort of responsibility that you should feel to the girl to be like, hey, I'm really sorry it didn't work out, but you know, like whatever, whatever. Uh-huh. So yeah, I supported uh-huh. you. I mean, you know. Were you coming in way too fucking hot? Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, like, side note, it's kind of embarrassing to the friend. Like, if you and I went on a double date yeah. and I matched with a girl, but she liked you yeah. and she hit me up and was like, yo, like, sorry, I was like not down for you, but like, can I hit up Madison? I'd be like, why are you asking? Like,
right.
It's yeah, embarrassing. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, fuck, yeah, hit her up. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I hit up the friend in the DM and you guys know my game at that point. I thought sliding in hot worked, but with this one, I kind of did. I mean, we didn't end up working out, but like, we still hung out.
You at least like got a response.
Yeah.
Which, unfamiliar with that feeling.
Fuck you. So I hit her up and I go, I say, so embarrassing.
Spit it out.
I go, so ... what was with last night? Because I was feeling you. ... Okay.
Always the ...
Ultimate fuckboy move. She writes back. You felt me, huh? What does that mean? And I go, I mean, I am down for you.
Oh.
And so she's like, yo, after you hit up my friend. And I was like, I mean, did I? Like, we didn't, nothing happened.
Yeah.
So we end up hanging out. And then she was like, okay, cool. So we ended up hanging out a couple times. And this was the first girl
yeah.
that I like really liked.
Yeah, you were fucking batshit about this girl.
Batshit.
Yeah.
Embarrassing to admit. Like, what's up? Hey, if you're listening, sorry, awkward. But like, what's up? And it goes back to the thing we were talking about the other day with the U-Hauling thing. You become obsessed with the idea. This girl was literally 21 years old and I'm 28, or at the time it's 27. We don't know each other at all. Our lives could not be more different. But like, I was just so obsessed. I don't want to say obsessed, but like, I like really liked her. And when she didn't like, when she ultimately was like, I want to be friends, I was like fucking hurt.
You got that big ego, girl. You got that big ego.
Yeah. Because it's like, how can you really be hurt about someone you don't really know? It's a fucking ego thing. Right? So anyway, I was upset about that, but that was the first girl I was like, yo, if I'm like capable of liking a girl this much, and I put a lot of stock in her because she was the first girl I liked, I was like, you are the thing that I've been missing, but it wasn't her. It was the fact that she was a girl. Huh. So that's why whenever she comes up, whenever she's like a thing, I'm like a little bit of a soft spot because I'm like, damn.
Stings a little.
Stings. Yeah. So yeah. And so you know how that goes. We're going to be friends. No, we're not.
In other news, they both subsequently unfollowed me maybe a day and a half after this. So
got the unfollow. Cool. So yeah, I guess that was how my first girl date went. Realizing that my, girl was just, you know, I liked her, but whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
Madison.
Yeah.
Madison Rose.
That's me.
I was like, what's your first girl date? And I said, you know what? Save it for the podcast.
Yep.
So once again, I need to shut the fuck up. So I will. I'm going to let Madison explain to us her first girl date experience.
Whoa.
Go. Who was it?
Do I have the mic?
About time. Yeah.
Well, I started to say when she asked me before we started recording, when you asked me when we started recording, like, what was your first girl date? And I was like, well, you know. And she was like, this person? And I was like, no. And she was
her
like,
her first girlfriend.
Yeah. Then she was like, and then I said, my most recent relationship, my past ex. And you were shook. You were a little bit confused. Which fair, I am too, you know, still to this day, there's a lot of,
well, it wasn't a date. It was a 4-day sleepover.
True. I went fucking to sleepaway camp on that bitch. Yeah. Okay.
Packed a fucking sleeping bag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess my first like girl date experience. Yeah. It was my ex. We matched on Bumble actually, I think.
Bumble.
Which is hilarious because, you know, nothing like a good, nothing like the start of true love, like Bumble.
Were you nervous or did you feel like you had it in the bag because you've been like with girls forever?
Oh, no, it was, I couldn't handle it.
Freaking out.
Yeah, freaking out. I was so nervous. I didn't even call this bitch on the phone before. Actually, I did. No, I did. I lied. But literally, I talked to her like, as I was on the way to the restaurant. We hadn't spoken actually on the phone before then because I was like, can't do it, which, you know, should have probably been somewhat of like an alert that I should have been like, hey, let's talk about this.
Anyways, how far into the date did you realize that she was the one at that time of your life?
Dude, pretty fucking quick. I mean, it was kind of like we sat down and like had a little bit of an exchange with the bartender. And just in that, I was like, got this bitch, you know, not in that way. Not like I got her, but like, it was like, oh, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is, yeah, there's a vibe here for mm-hmm. sure. So yeah, we met at a bar. Yeah. I was expecting to go and like have a couple drinks with this girl and come home and talk to you about it. And you, oh dude, this was the best part of the date.
2 a.m. texted her, where the fuck are you?
Literally, we're still at the bar and she texts me, yeah, 2 a.m. and was just like, yo, are you good? Like,
literally thought you got abducted. I didn't understand lesbian dating at that point. I've never gone on a date with a guy that lasted that long.
Meanwhile, I literally like forgot that there was a world that existed outside of the little booth that we were sitting inside, you know? So yeah, that was my first real like girl date experience. And then, as you know, the story has been told, I never left.
Well, yeah. Until I was like, yo, bitch, come back to LA. And she was like, okay, I'm coming back. Again, Madison had it in the bag, felt super confident.
I'm smooth. I've, once again, 15. I'm a 15. And if you don't know it by now, bitch,
get to know it.
Get to step in.
And yeah. I'm still trying to be really cool, mastering girl dates. Honestly, let me know. Tell us your first girl date story.
Please.
Were you a fucking mess?
Yeah.
Like I was?
Yeah.
Frantically trying to figure out what lesbian clothing was? DM us your first girl date story, how it went, if it was like a full-on secret in your homophobic town, or if it was like out in the open, or, you know, whatever it was, if it was successful, you were tripping balls, if you were super smooth like Madison being a 15.
Yeah.
If you wore tie-dye sweatpants and fucking white high top pants, what's good, baby?
If you wore a flannel, though, on your first date, I don't want to hear about it.
I do. I also want your number. All right. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.